You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Guru, you saw a comedy show?
Yeah, I went
recently?
To, after we left Tommy T's Faison Love. Big Worm in the movie Friday.
Dude, think about that. And you know what?
And my man Mario Hodge.
Oh, my man.
From Oakland. Sure. But he lived next door to me in Union City. Yeah. We called him Moody. He was opening act for Faison Love.
Nothing like laughing. It keeps you young.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Hey, you know, people need to understand something, Goo, about you and me. So we do 20 hours a week together on the radio.
About 25 if pre-post game. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Well, 30 although, if the cafeteria count.
I mean, technically, you don't get in until a little after 9.
I do that for the 25. Sake of the show.
So, anyway, so, yeah, I was thinking about that. So we spend 20 hours a week together. We did a show on Friday. And then what did we do?
Go
hang out more.
About three hours.
Yeah, and I almost went to the game. I mean, I went to a little of the game Friday.
Okay.
But, then Saturday there's a barbecue and we're hanging out there.
No doubt.
So, you know, this idea that we don't get along.
That's not out there.
Oh, please.
Well, somebody brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we are clicking on all cylinders
no
right now.
My man.
And, so you went to a comedy show
Tommy
after
T's.
The barbecue.
Yeah.
And Tommy T's in
Pleasanton.
The city.
Pleasanton.
Oh.
Yeah. So you haven't seen like Tommy Davidson or any act come to the Bay. They go to Tommy T's.
I haven't seen a comedy act in a little while. Well, that's not true. Okay. You and I went.
Oh, yeah. Rudy Ortiz.
Yeah, we saw
the city here.
That's right.
And some up-and-coming comics.
Yeah, that was.
That's
also,
a hard job.
Duh. I went to a comedy night in Oakland about 6 months ago. Remember?
Oh, that is
and
right.
I met the. Oh, shoot. I wish I remembered his name. He was funny though.
And you've been
really
knocking
funny.
It out the park with names.
How so?
You've been when you recall names, you come up with it, but here you kind of you win Adamus on us. He's got to really get going. I know it's early in that caller. I felt him about, but hey, he got paid a lot. Stoney, and they're doing it without him.
When
that's
is
like
early?
Jimmy, that's like Jimmy Butler coming to town,
yeah, okay.
Not doing anything, but the team's still winning. So you got to think, okay, what if he starts doing something? Sky's the limit. That's all.
Oh, Evan's not back.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't call for that sound yet.
Well, Carter's back there. Well, he can't do two things at once.
You know what sound I'm talking about, Carter? He said no.
And he was with us. Let's throw
no,
him in there.
No, you can tell me, Steiny.
It's the Don Nelson on Luca. But hold on. We still got to talk about Carter. Met his wonderful wife.
Oh, beautiful.
Sierra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, we are, like, I'm proud of our well work. Seriously. Carter, you married up. That's what they did.
Well, technically she did, because Carter's 6'8".
Well, yeah, but I'm, yeah, right. But she's Well, I got to be careful.
From the 925.
Beautiful.
Steiny, I'm sorry, but let me correct you. You spend 16 hours a week with Goo.
Why is that?
Because he usually misses Thursdays.
Like, I'm not laughing. Because if we really pulled the receipts in the boss wheel, the Thursday thing's kind of played out.
Well, until the next Thursday.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, this got me mad.
So, Don Nelson yesterday got a former coach of the Warriors.
Looks good.
Bucks, Knicks, Mavericks. Am I missing any?
I want to say you are. Bucks, Mavericks, Knicks, Dubs.
Warriors. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he received a lifetime award yesterday and for coaching.
Congrats.
And he was in Oklahoma City last night.
Shocked me. He was on site.
And this is what this is how Don Nelson started things. Do you got it, Carter? I can buy more time. Sure. It's just the kind of thing Evan would have ready. But we, you know, I can be patient. That's fine. There's Sam Lubman. He was also at the party.
Yeah, Lub.
We had a lot of, I mean, the only thing, it's kind of like an all staff meeting. It's kind of like our old offsite.
Where was the boss and Shasky?
I don't think Shasky was invited.
Shasky was. Everybody was invited from here.
Willard was invited?
Ah, I got to imagine. Yes. Ken invited everybody.
Dibs?
He got the baby.
Dibs?
I got to imagine everybody's, Donnie.
Anyway. Yeah. Looks like Carter's
he had
still
a, hey, let's say this. He had a better turnout than my my party where Dibs saved me. He was only one from the station
in Sacramento. That doesn't count. Or Folsom. Rose Valley. Or Roseville.
But the road trip, I think the further the drive, the better time you have. Just me.
So, but I told you why he went there.
Why?
He didn't have good intentions.
He's family now.
And that's the only reason he went, to get some points, to get some brownie points.
We got a text from Ken. Everyone was invited. Tell him, Goo. Could you imagine inviting six people of the nine? What are you telling the other three? Everybody, way to go, Ken.
I don't want to go around this office and actually test Ken on who he invited or who he did.
He said everyone.
I believe him. I believe him. I'll tell you what, the topic of conversation was his spread.
I thought I needed my deer hunting rifle. We might have saw some bucks out there. Wow, man. My man Lafayette.
Yeah, Lafayette is...
he's doing it right, man.
Nice little era.
Nice pool.
Yeah, hey, Carter, we're still working on that. That's fine. One of the things we can do. Okay. All right. So Don Nelson received a lifetime achievement award for coaching. It was given to him last night in Oklahoma City. And listen to what he had to say. Former coach of the Mavericks, Warriors, etc., but the Mavericks for the sake of this soundbite. Take a listen.
And Luca too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luca's shoes. His new shoes from Nike just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, and I want everybody to know that.
There you go, Goo. Don Nelson, former coach of the Mavericks, flabbergasted that they would trade Luka Doncic. You're feeling a certain kind of way?
Well, listen, I love Nelly. I love what he's meant to the game. I feel like he's the author or instructor of my new bowl, giving me so much pleasure. Rest in peace, shooting threes from the top of the key. But the bottom line is, I love OGs. He's kind of like Gary Radnich. We don't hear much from, but they were greats, icons, trendsetters, and we don't hear much from. Some retiring, you know, do a podcast, and you know where to find them every day. Bottom line is, I was loving Nelson, the hair slick back. He's living his best life. And then he went somewhere where he was like, y'all messed up so bad, I'm about to call you out on it, wearing the shoes. And then I was thinking, well, where was that energy when you broke up the Warriors with Chris Webber, when you were supposed to be the adult in the room? And whatever happened, you resign, but you leave Chris Webber here so we can watch his basketball puberty. That was one of the greatest seasons where Chris Webber won Rookie of the Year. We gave Phoenix and Charles Barkley all that and some. And I just swept. Yeah, but it was a good, it was a hard sweep.
Oh, yeah, 3-0.
But the bottom line is, and you know what? This is where I got to slow down.
Okay.
And I'm learning now what goes on the vine is public. But maybe he's grown and years have gone by and he looks at the Webber thing because he has admitted, Stoney, and I've caught hell on Twitter. A couple guys just like, oh, he had to trade. No, you didn't. You could have fixed it. And there's no telling what the Warriors' future would have been. But anyway, that's what I thought when he came with Heat Rocks, because that was a Bob Gibson fastball right by the head to the Mavericks and Nico Harrison and everybody. But I thought, is he being a little hypocritical? Because when you were in that situation, you couldn't fix it. And it was a different situation. But, man, Webber was not supposed to be out of here. Stoney, that hurts. That's a scar that would never heal for me.
Well, I hear you, and that's okay. Definitely something that popped into my mind. Is this is, you know, Don Nelson who traded a player of maybe not quite the stature of Doncic, but probably one of the best, if not the best, young players in the league. Trades him for, remember who he got traded for?
Give me,
became an all-star, but not with the Warriors.
Give it to me.
Tom Gugliotta.
Oh, man, NC State.
Yep, and then Nelly resigned in the middle of the year, and the acting general manager Ed Gregory then traded Tom Gugliotta for Donyell Marshall.
That was a friend of yours. Still
is. The rest is history, and they missed the playoffs for 12 straight years.
Wow, man.
And let me tell you what's not happening, Nelly. Mavericks aren't going to miss the playoffs for 12 straight years.
That's a fact.
And the other thing I was thinking is, was it a mistake? Was it? Do we know that for a fact?
12 years of futility?
No. Trading Luka Doncic.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Was that a mistake? My way of thinking is, verdict's still out.
Well, let's
do
this.
I don't know if it was a mistake or not.
I love you, and this is what we do. We talk to the people all day, every day. The fans matter. Let's be real, Stoney. Forget upstairs. Forget the owner and the general manager. Do you think that fan base thinks it was a mistake?
Probably not. But
they do.
Well, let's see what happens
when they were boycotting.
Let's see what happens when they get Cooper Flagg and they get Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving, and sitting with Klay Thompson as their fourth best player.
No, that's attractive.
Maybe they don't make that trade. And they don't luck into Flag.
Mm. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And
we'll see. That's a lot of ifs, Donnie, and I love Cooper Flagg and what he's supposed to be, but again, Luka the Don, even as heavy as he is or whatever we want to body shame him with, the bottom line is he was getting it done or getting you closer to getting it done than anybody else in Dallas in a long time since Carlisle. So I got you. So you're just saying wait and see, but we can't. I don't think definitively we could say right now that was the right move.
Or the wrong move. I can't say it was the wrong move.
How can you connect that trade, though, to getting Flagg?
Well, because had they kept Luka Doncic, maybe he's healthy, maybe they end up making the playoffs.
They probably do, but they didn't make the trade to get worse.
No doubt. But that was like a byproduct that happened because Anthony Davis ended up getting hurt
the first game.
Yeah, but if the GM had said, well, you know, this also gives us an out to potentially recoup some draft capital and, you know, there's an opportunity to, well, then I'd hear you. Mm. But they traded Doncic because they didn't believe he was a championship player and they're trying to win championships.
So
through defense.
That still may be the right way to think.
I think they got bailed out.
Well, we don't know that either yet.
I think we do.
What do you mean?
The Cooper Flagg part of it.
Well, if you have Cooper Flagg's a hell of a player, then yeah, they lucked out.
And just the excitement of him, the idea of him.
But like, I just think it's a little unfair to say, well, they got Cooper Flagg, so that's the reason why the Luka Doncic trade wasn't a bad trade.
I think it does.
I'm kind of with Sonny.
There's an offshoot of it that was, what's it called? No, you're right. I mean, they didn't do it to be in that position.
Like, they got lucky, but there was no intention of drafting Cooper Flagg. Like, that didn't factor into the equation when they did it.
No doubt.
But wouldn't we all bet, though? I am. You tell me what you think, Stoney, too. Had Luka been healthy whenever that day would have came, they wouldn't have been they wouldn't have been in the draft lottery, Stoney. That Cooper Flagg wouldn't even, it would have been, you know what I'm saying? I'm being proactive in regard to Luka. They wouldn't have been in the lottery had Luka remained in Dallas.
Right.
And there's no Davis injury.
No, and I hear Evan. It's like, yeah, it just worked out that way.
So you're right. They got bailed out. He's right.
Right. But to me, I don't know whether or not the trade without Cooper Flagg is a big mistake. I still, something was going on there that was big. And the Dallas Mavericks looked at Luka Doncic and they didn't like what they were seeing.
But the fans were seeing something else. A guy that was getting them to the finals, the Western Conference Finals, to play average 40 minutes in the playoff series the year before, even with his weight being what it is. But, yeah, you're right. And, I mean, how long are we going to have to wait if Cooper Flagg is the key to anybody's equation about if it worked or not, you know?
Well, to me, as it relates to Luka Doncic, to me, he's one of these guys who kind of like, in your mind, I think he's like Shaquille O'Neal.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Because he's underachieving in a way.
Yes.
He hasn't been in great shape in his career. That tells me he's leaving game on the table. Now, because he's a great player,
right,
he's still really good, but I don't think he's maxing out on his potential.
Wow, man.
I mean, he doesn't get back on defense. He doesn't play defense. He's a volume shooter. He has the ball all the time. Just a tricky guy to win with, I think.
Yeah, but a career 29-point game scorer.
Yeah, he's a scorer.
And he took his team to the finals last year. He was the best player on that team.
Okay.
And a couple years before that, remember, he had a team with no Kyrie Irving playing the Golden State Warriors before they got ousted. So we got to be careful just to say, oh, if he gets skinny mini, he's going to be better. I mean, you would think that, and I get it, but, man, this came out of nowhere. And like I said, I didn't like it early on, but I will say this about Luka's tenure in L.A. in a Laker uniform. That made the Mavericks fan, if I'm a Maverick fan, feel like, oh, maybe we did mess up as bad. He was kind of more exposed without having the livelies and the gaffers behind him to block shots and guard his man that was getting beat. So let's just say his money hit a little different in L.A., Stoudy. When he scored, you could really see how lethargic he was on D, though. It just looked different. It felt different to me.
To bring it to the Nelly thing, though, was there this kind of blowback in the immediate when they traded him?
My camp hated Nelson.
Well, that's a great question, Evan. The way I would look back on it and describe it, and maybe other people who were there at the time or following it at the time disagree, I feel like it was like half and half, believe it or not. Because you got to remember at that time, Don Nelson was the king. Like he was the Golden State Warriors. And they were starting to put together what looked like a really good team. But back then, there was a segment of fans, and I don't know what the percentage was broken down, but there definitely was a large percentage of fans that thought Weber was a baby and Weber didn't want to be coached by Nelson. And there were some signs that that was true. But the reality of the situation was they had their best player and their coach. They didn't get along, and Weber didn't want to play for Don Nelson. He thought Nelson was way too hard on him. There was a question about whether Weber wanted to play center. He didn't. Nelson wanted to use him at center. He did. And they just didn't have a great relationship. There wasn't a lot of trust there, and they ended up moving Chris Weber.
You think Nelson regrets it?
I mean, I'll bet you could find a quote from Nelson where he said he regretted it.
Would you have a problem if I felt like what he said last night hit me because I thought that's what he was saying?
No, I think that's fair. That's the first thing that came to my mind is, you know, he's criticizing a franchise-altering trade.
Man.
And he made a franchise-altering trade.
Without having Anthony Davis or Kyrie Irving in the cover.
With Chris Webber, and the next thing you know, the Warriors go 12 years without making the playoffs. Oh, are all 12 on Don Nelson? No, but that's where it all started.
And to answer Evan's question, just another factoid, people still came out and watched the Warriors, Donnie, so it wasn't like the fans boycotted, you know? They still came out. Even during the 12 years of futility, they still came out.
Mustafa on the YouTube chat, Luka's a better defender than Steph Curry. I don't think so.
Stop.
But
Luka can't guard, especially now, a cone.
I'll tell you what.
Who's the guard?
Right now, Luka gets targeted more than Steph Curry.
You think?
Yes, absolutely. So, you did say you saw a photo of Luka and he's good.
You got it.
Yeah, there we go.
But I got PTSD from the Zion picks. You
what
know
about
they can
the Wiseman
photo
picks? Well, when he was dribbling around a cone.
That was a video. And looked like Durant.
So this was just a photo?
Yeah, this is a photo. Oh, yeah. And then the caption was, "Watch out, NBA." I'm like, please. You can't, unless he had, what's the surgery where they, my uncle had it. Where they
hip surgery.
No, where they take the fat off you.
Liposuction.
Yeah, liposuction. I don't know if that's as popular as it once was.
Well, that's because they have a drug now called Ozempic. You inject it, and then you just, weight just falls off you, apparently. And supposedly, it's very healthy for you.
Well, okay. Right, that's the.
Or you can use a completely natural and far healthier method like Abundant Life. Like
that's true.
That's my boy back there.
And I'll tell you what the other thing I learned, and I apparently was off base on this for much of my life, is I always thought if I started lifting weights, I'd get big.
Yeah.
And I never liked that look. Like, I don't like the muscle bound look.
The meathead look.
I don't like the muscle bound look.
You don't like,
but then
like
people
Evan
are saying
got it perfect.
Yeah, but people, well, he's,
you don't want to be little, low knee all tight and then you drop to get your wallet and you pull.
I mean, Evan's in great shape. He's a little bit out of proportion, but he looks good. But somebody told me, Steiner, you could lift weights till the cows come home and you're not going to get big. And
well,
I was
that's
wondering
not
if
true. You
is could. That my age or is that just the way
well, if you go put a needle in your butt, you'll get big. What do you want? What look are you going for?
You know what?
If you lift a weight, you will get bigger.
No, but I think I think what people are saying, let's just say, pick a number for me right now.
Seven.
No. I mean, let's say I weighed 180.
Oh, I'll guess. Right now, I was looking at you Saturday. Go about 181.
Okay, sure. Let's just round. Shut up, Evan. Let's just round that down to 180. Right. So if I started lifting and exercising and eating right, I think I would.
165 in a second.
Right. I wouldn't get big.
Right, but
that's my point.
Do you understand what lifting weights does? It's
not really
to your muscles. So you lose the bad weight, but if you're lifting, you're turning that into muscle, plump. So you'd be like, oh, look at Steiny's.
But
traps.
I'd look stronger but lose weight. Like that I could get into.
You would be what they call ripped. It would be your body fat would go down, and I'm looking at the slack in your shirt now. You look good. That would be populated with, and you're like, oh boy, like Evan.
Evan, can you bench 350?
No.
Well,
like 265.
He's doing that for me, Evan.
Wow, you guys should have a lift off.
I'm old enough to be his dad.
But you're bigger than him. I think it would be a good competition.
I bet that I lift a higher percentage based on my body weight than Guru does of him.
No doubt. Yeah. Evan.
But he's obviously stronger than me.
I don't know.
And I've had this, Evan.
I don't know. Evan's got some guns.
I got to be careful here. Yeah. I've had short friends, and they have the crocodile arms. And we're in the gym. This true story.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And they go, I can pitch 500. Yeah, because you got to just drop it a millisecond. So, like a tall guy, Steiny Scottie Pippen, you got to bring it all the way down and up. Short guys just, nothing to see here.
Isn't that why Lowe didn't pay you for the push-ups?
That really scarred me. And I know you guys got a version of the story, but that hurt. I should have had the money out.
You were out of line. I would have paid you half. I told you that. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll touch up on this Nelly stuff on the other side. Also talk about the NBA Finals. I saw a headline.
The ratings.
No.
They were low. They were sad.
Game of course.
Who cares? Enjoy the game. Go ahead. I'm interrupting.
Don't tell a fan how to watch a game.
No, just watch it. Everybody's Nielsen. The money's not going in your pocket.
You're missing the point.
No, that's to my boy 49er Frankie. The ratings. Who cares?
And anybody with some expertise on a guy my age lifting weights, can I lose weight that way? I'd love to know. Because, about 8 to 10, Goo. Nothing major.
But you've been talking about this for, like, honestly, 2 years.
About four.
Dumbbells in my...
Ever since COVID, I've never really gotten... Oh, we got to go.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything to read. So we'll talk about... Nelly and the finals on the other side.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.